Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third Aliyah of Parshat Lech Lecha, we have 14 psukim. In this Aliyah, Lot's shepherds and Avram's shepherds get into a fight, and Lot and Avram split up. Lot goes to Sodom, and Avram stays in Eretz Canaan. And after they split, Hashem speaks to Avram after Lot leaves, and Hashem repeats his promise to give Eretz Canaan to Avram's descendants. And Hashem also promises that those descendants will be as numerous as the dust of the earth. Now again, in our Aliyah, when Avram's and Lot's shepherds get into a fight, the Torah says the following in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. Vayihi Riv, Bein Ro'e Miknei Avram, Uvein Ro'e Miknei Lot, Vehaknani Vehaprizi Az Yoshev Ba'aret. There was a fight between the shepherds of Avram's flocks and the shepherds of Lot's flocks, and the Knanim and the Prizim were living in the land then. And so, Avram says, in the very next pasuk, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chet, Vayomer Avram el Lot, Al na tihi miriva, Beini uveinecha, uvein ro'ai, uvein ro'echa, Ki anashim achim anachnu. So Avram says to Lot, let's not have a fight between me and you and between my shepherds and your shepherds. After all, we are brothers. And the Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593, asks a number of questions on these psukim. For example, the Alshich asks, why does the Torah tell us, V'haknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz? Why is that important? And why does the Torah say, V'haknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz? The Torah should have said, V'haknani v'aprizi az yoshvim ba'aretz. The Alshich also asks, for example, why in Pasuk Zayin does the Torah say Vayihi Riv Bein Roe Mikne Avram, etc., and yet when Avram speaks, he says Al Natihi Miriva Beini Uveinecha. Which is it? Is it a Riv or is it a Miriva? And lastly, when Avram speaks to Lot, why does he say Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu? Why not just say Ki Achim Anachnu? And there's other questions that the Alshich asks, but we'll stop here for now. And the Alshich, in an answer to all these questions, says so beautifully that these psukim are one fundamental lesson in Achdut. Avram looked at the Knaanim and the Prizim who lived in the area, two different nations living amongst each other. V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz. They were two different nations, and yet they lived in peace and harmony. And that is what Avram, why the Torah says V'aknani v'aprizi az yoshev ba'aretz, and not yoshvim ba'aretz. They lived in achdut as one, yoshev in the singular, not yoshvim. And that was Avram's message to Lot, according to the Alshich. If they can live together in peace, and they're two nations, surely we can live in peace. And we're not just brothers, we're not just ki achim anachnu, but we're people, ki anashim achim anachnu. We are humans who are brothers. We certainly, kal vachomer, we certainly should be able to get along, says the Alshich, is what Avram told Lot. And therefore, why in Pasuk Zayin does the Torah say, Vayihi Riv, Bein Roe Miknei Avram, etc.? Yet when Avram speaks, he says, Al Natihi Miriva, Beini Uveinecha. Why does he say that? Says the Alshich, that very often people have disagreements. That's fine. We don't all have to agree about everything at all times. That's a riv, a disagreement. No problem. Vayihi riv, bein ro'e miknei Avram uvein ro'e miknei Lot. However, as the Alshich says, and as we all know, sometimes, unfortunately, a disagreement can get out of control and turn into a real fight, a real unhealthy fight. And that is a miriva, says the Alshich. So the Torah tells us that there was a riv between the shepherds. That's okay. But Avram says, let's be careful. Let's make sure that our riv not get out of hand and become a miriva. They can have a healthy disagreement, but al na tihi miriva beini uveinecha. Let's make sure that brothers like us don't let that healthy disagreement get out of hand. What a powerful and valuable lesson that we can all learn from the Alshich, that we can all learn from Avram Avinu. Have an amazing day, everyone.